In today's show, we'll be discussing the Bitcoin price, filling the CME futures gap, but forecasters say that 25,000 may be next. And check this out, breaking news, $100 million plus in gold stolen from the Canadian airport and the biggest gold heist ever in North America. As Max Kaiser's response says, Bitcoin fixes this. And quoting Stacey Herbert, there has never been a great age of fiat. Easy money invites weak men and hard times. And check this out. Congressman Warren Davidson wrote hashtag fire Gary Gensler and hashtag restructure the SEC and outlines Gensler's seven failures. Also in today's show, proof of reserve bill passes Texas House of Representatives. That's right. Digital asset providers would be restricted from commingling customer funds with any other type of operational capital. Also in today's show, crypto analytics platform Sentiment issues a warning and says that one Bitcoin metric is flashing a concerning signal. Also, Bloomberg analyst Mike McGlone says he is very bullish on Bitcoin amid 90% Bitcoin rally this year, but there is a big catch. Also in today's show, Bitcoin can explode by over 50% according to one chart. According to Invest Answers, I'll be sharing his timeline to his $45,000 Bitcoin price prediction. Also, best-selling author of Rich Dad Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki, explains why the Bitcoin price will reach $100,000. Quoting him here from a recent tweet, why I love Bitcoin. Years ago, I watched Bitcoin climb to 20,000, then drop to zero. I thought Bitcoin finished. Slowly watched Bitcoin climb to 6,000, and I bought lots. Why? Because people could support Bitcoin, not the Fed or the government. Bitcoin did not need the Fed or the government bailout because Bitcoin is people's money. Bitcoin to $100,000, long live BTC. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Welcome, everyone. This is pod episode number 1258. I'm your host, JV, and today is April 21st, 2023. And as you can see here in the market watch, Bitcoin and the overall crypto market is currently correcting and in the red. Bitcoin down almost 2% for the day, but maintaining above that $28,000 support. We have Ether down 2.5%, maintaining just above $1,900. BNB, one of the few cryptos in the green, up 1% for the day, trading at $328. But as you can see, the majority of the cryptos are correcting. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we can see the current crypto market cap sitting at $1.183 trillion with $50 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance barely on the decline at 45.8% today, with the Ether dominance at 19.4%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, Zilliqa up 6.5%, trading at 3.2 cents, followed by BSV up almost 4%, trading above 35 bucks, followed by Cash up 1.8%. Now checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week. Massive losses for the overall altcoin market, with the biggest losses coming from RNDR down 19% and XRD down 17.8%, and Zilliqa, the top leader for the week, up just above 7%. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently rated dead in the middle, which is 50 neutral. Yesterday was a 52. Last week, a 68 in greed. And last month, a 62, which is greed. So there you have it. How many of you are currently bullish on the King crypto? Let me know in the comments below. And how many of you took advantage of that dip, BTFD? Let me know, and I'll read all those comments out loud towards the latter end of the show. With that being shared, now let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis. Bitcoin hit new intraday lows on April 21st as traders warned that 25,000 may be next. And here you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart, currently looking bearish. Now data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin struggling to preserve 28,000 as support on Bitstamp. And quoting Mikhail Vande Pop here, Bitcoin is currently showing weakness, broke back in the range, lost one of the crucial levels. Final crucial level is 27.6. Could take liquidity beneath, but needs a fast recovery. If not, and no break of 28.8, then I suspect we'll see 26.2. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analyst. Now, amid local lows of 27.8, prognosis for Bitcoin is now focused on a potential return to the area around a key trend line. Quoting Credible Crypto, Bitcoin testing our key local demand at 28,000 and not getting the best reaction. If this level is lost, 25 to 26 is likely tested, but this is no cause for concern. And also the area around 25.5 constituted Bitcoin's 200-week moving average, so keep that in mind. A support level originally lost back in 2022 and only reclaimed here in the recent weeks. And here you're looking at the Bitcoin 1-week candle chart. Now a slightly more optimistic Crypto Tony nonetheless eyed the potential for a long position on the day, quoting Crypto Tony, approaching a high volume node plus the EQ of this range, I am looking to play a long scalp here once I see the bulls stepping in. Another play, if the bears take over, is to short a loss of the range down to the range low at $26,600. Now let's discuss one more gap down. Is there one let yet to come for the CME futures gap? Well, this was created earlier in April during Bitcoin's run to local highs above 31,000, with the market insight analyst Mickey Bull Crypto predicting a return to fill it. In an accompanying tweet, however, he acknowledged that every gap, including once more lower down on the chart near 20,000, should see the same fate. Now, I think it's highly unlikely we correct down to that level, but quoting him here, price is currently sitting on the TL support. If it loses 28,000, the higher chances we test 25.5 to 26 and continue upwards. So there you have it. We'll see how this is likely to play out. And breaking news just in, $100 million plus in gold was stolen from the Canadian airport in the biggest gold heist ever in North American history. Just another reason why Bitcoin is so much more superior to gold. You know what I mean? Gold can be confiscated or stolen. Much harder to do that with Bitcoin, obviously, unless you're willfully giving away your private keys. So Max responded, Bitcoin fixes this. Touche. And quoting Stacey Herbert, there has never been a great age of fiat. Easy money invites the weak men in hard times. She ain't lying. I mean, Biden represents that weak men, hard times. Now, this is pretty interesting. Senator Warren Davidson, hashtag fire Gary Gensler and reconstruction of the SEC. Gensler's seven failures. Number one, abusing rule proposals by averaging more than two new SEC rules per month. Number two, inappropriately short public comment periods. Number three, unworkable and unlawful ESG disclosure mandates. Number four, Hotel California rules of crypto. A, the ability to check in with the SEC at any time, but never leave with approval. And B, endless discovery with no resolution and no clarity for the SEC's captives or the market. Number five, an unworkable proposal for overhauling equity market structure. Six, a de facto ban on crypto through the proposed custody rule. And seven, failing to work with Congress, calling out Gary Gensler. Gotta love it. Audit Gary. Just saying. But with that being shared, fam, now let's dive into our next breaking story of the day. And that's what's happening in Texas with this bill right now. Texas House of Representatives approved the bill that would require crypto exchanges to maintain reserves in an amount sufficient to fulfill all the obligations to the customers on April 20th. Should the bill pass the Senate and receive the governor's signature, it would become law by September 1st. Let's go. The bill introduces amendments to the Texan Finance Code, namely Section 120, under the amendments, digital asset providers that serve more than 500 customers in a state and have at least $10 million of customer funds would be restricted from commingling the customer funds with any other type of operational capital and using customer funds for any other transaction besides the original transaction demanded by the customer. I wish this rule was in place for FTX with Scam Bankman Fried. A little late, yeah? You know what I mean? In addition, the provider would have to hold reserves in an amount enough to immediately let all the possible withdrawals out, and it should also create a plan to allow auditors to review the information made available to the customer. And by the 90th day after the end of each fiscal year, an exchange will need to file a report about its outstanding liability to customers with the state banking department. The report should also include the attestation of the auditor. If the provider fails to comply with the requirements, the banking department would have the right to revoke its license. In the aftermath of 2022's market failures, Texas took a cautious approach towards crypto. On April 12th, the state Senate approved the bill aimed at removing motion incentives for local crypto miners. So there you have it. I mean, I think this is good to protect with a proof of reserves bill to show that the funds do are in play and not being commingled, as they put it, as this would only help improve the crypto industry. And I think many other states may follow suit. Let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. Now let's dive into our next story of the day. And here is a flashing warning signal, I believe coming from Santiment. So let's discuss this right right here. And then we're also going to be sharing the bullish scenario, not just the bearish. So check it. Leading analytics firm is warning that one key metric is flashing a bearish for the top crypto market cap, which is BTC. That's right. Sentiment says Bitcoin's funding rate may be on the verge of turning negative, which would indicate a market downtrend. Crypto investors can take leverage long or short positions in futures contracts that never expire. In order for markets to maintain funding, periodic payments are required based on the difference between the perpetual contract market and the spot price, which is known as the funding rate. Quoting Sentiment here, we can zoom in on just Bitcoin's funding rate on Binance, the largest platform for perpetual contract rates. At the moment, traders are looking as long as they've consistently been over the past month, and with the prices historically moving the opposite direction of funding rates, given enough time elapsing, this is a bit concerning. Sentiment is also tracking social media trends, which can provide useful data some traders use to try to predict the Bitcoin price action. Quoting them again, looking at social data first, we are seeing a trend that you'll like to see if you're a crypto bull. Over the past 5 weeks, traders have gradually become less and less optimistic towards the top asset in crypto. We have back-tested years of data that have found that prices historically move in the direction of the crowd's least expectations. When traders are showing more and more doubt, it increases the probability of continued price rises. Isn't that interesting how the market works? If the majority is expecting one thing, typically the opposite happens. However, Sentiment says discussions on social media platforms are declining overall. Quoting them again, right now we can see there is a declining amount of both bullish and bearish candles from the crowd. In fact, there are less participants engaging in discussions on Twitter, Discord, Telegram, Reddit compared to the beginning of the year. This decline simply means the crowd doesn't know what to think. Generally, declining crowd interest, even as prices rise, usually means there is some disbelief going on. And I think we can all thank Gary Gensler's recent testimony in front of Congress where he provided absolutely zero clarity. Just saying. But with that being shared, fam, now let's dive into our next breaking story of the day and discuss a bullish Bitcoin rally followed by a $45,000 a Bitcoin price prediction, followed by a six-figure Bitcoin price prediction by Rich Dad. But here we go. Check this out. Senior Bloomberg commodity analyst McGlone is saying Bitcoin's prospects over the long term look promising. In a new interview with Sainsbury Research, McGlone says he is very bullish on Bitcoin, but warns that risk assets such as the flagship crypto asset face significant headwinds moving forward. Quoting him here, I am very bullish on Bitcoin because of major reasons. It's definable, diminishing supply, very low in its early days of adoption. You have to be long over time, but it also trades 24/7 and it's a very significant leading indicator and it looks like it just might have rolled over from 30,000. I just can't see how we are going to get what I view as a significant contraction in risk asset prices without Bitcoin, still a risk asset, going down. And according to the Bloomberg analyst, the recent price gains Bitcoin has enjoyed are absolutely attributable to the bear market rally. McGlone says that when other correlated assets start declining in value in case a recession hits, Bitcoin will follow suit. Quoting him again, I am afraid what's happening with Bitcoin is people are looking at it like the bank crisis has helped. It will go that way and trade more like gold and long bonds. But I think it is more about everything's up this year and Bitcoin's the fastest horse in the race. It was the fastest on the way down, the fastest up this year. Bitcoin's up almost 80% in the year, and it might just start to roll over. It trades 24/7. It is clearly a leading indicator. I view Bitcoin as if markets do decline, which I expect, for instance, the S&P 500, I expect to drop for a normal recession, probably another 25%. Bitcoin should probably be the first one to lead it because it is still a risk asset. McGlone also says that over the long term, Bitcoin will trade like a safe haven. Quoting him again, I'm thinking long term, is Bitcoin going to come out ahead and trade more like gold and long bonds as a risk-off asset? But it is still a very risky asset. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the Bloomberg analyst. And to watch this video he did entitled Greatest Reset of Our Lifetime, check the show notes below the video in the description. And now let's dive into Invest Answers' $45,000 Bitcoin price prediction and his timeline. The widely followed analyst is expressing a bullish sentiment on Bitcoin based on historical precedents. In a new video, the anonymous host of Invest Answers tells his 500,000 YouTube subs the Bitcoin could explode by 54% from the current level to 45,000 if history repeats itself. Send it. Let's freaking go. Referencing a chart published by crypto research firm K33 showing that Bitcoin is currently displaying a similar pattern to the one seen during the 2018-2019 bear market. The popular strategist says that Bitcoin could hit the price target in about a month from now. How many of you would love to see a $40,000 plus Bitcoin price action next month? Holla. quoting him here, if this pattern repeats and we get this level where I added a little red arrow, that means that by May 20th or about a month from now, we could be at $45,000 again. Love it. It's like Jordan coming back wearing the faux five. Just saying. After that, there's a bit of a breather, a bit of sideways movement, and a bit of consolidation. And as you can see that outlined here with that red arrow on what the long-term hodlers of Bitcoin are likely to do next compared to what they did during the 2018 bear market, the anonymous host of Invest Answers says the following. Right now, I think the long-term hodlers are far more committed than 4 years ago. Facts. They are still unwilling to sell at the 6% drawdown that we had. Facts. Now, where are my long-term hodlers at? And according to the analysts, another banking crisis, if it happens, could catalyze an even faster Bitcoin rally. As he points out here, as we've seen, the crisis in the banking system have actually fueled Bitcoin, as well as the regulatory choke point. It has fueled Bitcoin. If that continues, who knows, another bank crisis, this could send this up even faster to that 45 target. I hope he's right. And to watch this video he did entitled 45,000 in May, check the show notes in the video in the description and let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. Now let's discuss Rich Dad Poor Dad author Robert Kiyosaki and his $100,000 Bitcoin price prediction and his bullishness on BTC, which you got to respect. U.S. businessman and best-selling author Kiyosaki continues to see enormous potential in Bitcoin despite the current price slump. In a tweet from today, he predicts the Bitcoin price will reach $100,000 per coin. However, he does not reveal the time frame for this. Quoting him here, this was actually shared yesterday on April 20th at 10 p.m. Why I love Bitcoin. Years ago, I watched Bitcoin climb to 20,000, then drop to zero. I don't know why he says drop to zero. Obviously, he's exaggerating. It never dropped to zero, more like the $3,000 range, just FYI. I thought Bitcoin finished. Slowly watched Bitcoin climb to 6,000, and I bought lots. Why? Because people support Bitcoin, not the Fed or the government. Bitcoin did not need the Fed or the government bailout because Bitcoin is people's money. Bitcoin to $100,000, long live BTC. So let's run the math. He got a big position at 6,000. It's up approximately 5x from that time. So I say Kiyosaki did quite well on his Bitcoin investment. Not too shabby at all. That's like 500% gains. So, you know what I mean? Now, if Bitcoin were to reach this price, Bitcoin's market cap would be approximately 1.9 trillion. So do keep that in mind. This would still leave Bitcoin's market cap 7 times lower than gold's, which is currently 13.19 trillion at the current levels. And in addition, the author also regularly recommends buying gold and silver in his tweets. He justifies this investment advice with an expected rise of the price of the precious metals. Remarkably, the author is not alone in doing so, but his preference for Bitcoin has other reasons. In a tweet on Tuesday, Kiyosaki wrote that the price of Bitcoin will continue to rise despite 100% increase in a year. Well, from the bottom, we're up 100%. Keep that in mind. We hit like 15,500 towards the latter end of 2022, but just FYI, year to date, we're not up 100%, so he's exaggerating once again. We're more likely somewhere between 80 and 90%. But anyways, here's his quote. I'm betting on it, explained the author, who also revealed he has been buying more gold and silver in addition to the king crypto. Why? Because the Fed, Treasury, and Biden are liars. Preach. Yeah, I mean, he's preaching. In mid-March, he elaborated on that statement in more detail. The rich dad explained that Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell has been fooling everyone. And according to him, this will lead to a massive scale crash of traditional markets. Quoting him here, Fed's Powell effed everyone. Raising interest rates will crash stocks, bonds, and real estate and the U.S. dollar. The next crash, $1 quadrillion derivative market. $1 quadrillion is 1,000 trillion. God have mercy on our world. Klaus Schwab owns Powell, Yellen, and Biden's souls. Much respect to Kiyosaki for calling that out. Now, digging through the multimillionaire's Twitter feed, one can notice Kiyosaki's enthusiasm for Bitcoin dating all the way back to 2020. On the 1st of April 2020, one of his first tweets surfaced in which Kiyosaki recommended buying Bitcoin in addition to gold. In mid-May 2020, he announced he had made further investments in gold and silver, and in addition, proclaimed for the first time publicly, he had also invested in the king crypto, and by his account, he bought Bitcoin at the price of $9,800. Not too shabby as an entry price. Again, that's 3x up from that position, which we, roughly at 30,000, just rounding up a little bit. However, it's unclear whether this was Kiyosaki's first Bitcoin investment or whether it was a rebuy. So for all we know, he may have gotten involved much earlier, but there's no public record of that. So what are your thoughts on Kiyosaki's $100,000 Bitcoin price prediction? And when do you feel that will likely turn into fruition? Let me know in the comments right down below. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A, and I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.